This coming Shabbos, we're beginning Sefer Vayikra, as well as Parshas Vayikra. So we're beginning the third book of Moses. We know there is Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim. So Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYetzira, the book of creation, or Sefer HaYashar. The others were Yesharim, were mentioned. Shmos is the book of Golas V'Geula. Bamidbar is Numbers for the census. And Devarim is Mishneh Torah. So Chazal called Vayikra Torahs Kohanim. And at least for the first couple of parashios, deals mainly with the different type of karbanos, Vayikra, Tzav. So instead of going into any specific karbanos, let's just give a little hakdama on the tachlis hakarbanos. What is the purpose behind karbanos? So there's a famous machlokas, the Rambam versus the Ramban, on why did God command us in karbanos. So the Ramban quotes the Rambam and then he rejects him. The different versions of the Rambam, but the Rambam writes that the purpose, and this is his shita throughout many halachas, even interesting, Chazal talk about basar v'chalav being avodah zarah, but that's a major theme of the Rambam, is that many of the mitzvahs were given to wean us away from avodah zarah. It was anti-avodah zarah. So the different versions, but one version of the Rambam is that they used to bring karbanos to their Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So to go cold turkey, that's not happening. So therefore, let's just redirect it. Instead of directing your karban to the Avodah Zarah, redirect it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think some say in the Rambam that by slaughtering it, you are showing like you are being mevatele, but we'll go with the standard way the Rambam is, that to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah, that's how the Ramban quotes the Rambam. And therefore the Ramban says, that's crazy, that doesn't make any sense. Because number one, we find many times throughout the Torah regarding karbanos, Yishei Reach Nicholach LaHashem. We find it's a sweet savor. In other words, there's something inherently valuable about karbanos. If it's this to avoid a negative, if it's this Sor Meira, what's Yishei Reach Nicholach LaHashem? It must be Vasei Tov, is a Reach Nicholach. And if that's the case, the Ramban says, what about before Avodah Zarah? Before they had Avodah Zarah, the time of Adam, or the time of Karbanos, Chayim Vehevel, there was no, if the whole purpose of Karbanos is to wean one away from Avodah Zarah, so what were they bringing Karbanos for before there was Avodah Zarah? So hence the Ramban does not like the Rambam, and he says, no, that's not the purpose. That's incorrect. I'll tell you the real reason behind Karbanos. Karbanos is basically from the word karev, to come closer to. The purpose of Karbanos is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, a person sins, they really deserve to be on the Mizbeach. But the Chasdei Hashem, I just want your ratzon, I don't want you. Put the animal on top of the karban, and that will take care of it. So really, it's supposed to be you. It's a form of a kapara, a form of tshuva, and it's a way of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says, the hevel hevi gam hu. What's the ikar of the karban? God doesn't want an appeasement. He doesn't want you to bring karbanas for ulterior motives. Why was hevel's accepted and not kayin? For many reasons, but one is because hevel brought himself. He actually was sincere and he meant it. He brought his ratzon, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. So that's why we find Yishei Reach Nicholach LaHashem. So it seems to be a fundamental dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban on whether the purpose of Karbanos is to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah, or no, it's a much more positive purpose to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, there's an Abar Benel, I believe, who wants to make peace between the Rambam and the Ramban. They really know that the Rambam doesn't disagree. He agrees also, of course, the purpose of Karbanos is to get closer to Hashem. But the reason why he brings down the issue of Avodah Zarah is because it's another mitzvah that we get closer. That's Lavdo B'chol Avavchem. That's the mitzvah of Tefillah. So the ikar of the mitzvah of Tefillah is to karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true, among Karbanos it's also a factor, but it's more like secondary. The primary is to wean from Avodah Zarah, but it's also, it's an aspect of it. But the Rambam counts to the Tefillah is the main reason. So Bar Benel seems to say along those lines. He tries to make peace. However, there's a famous Meshech Chochma in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the end of Pekudei by the Haftorah. He also wants to make Shalom, but he has a different pshat, to reconcile the Rambam and the Ramban. So there's actually a Meshech Chochma in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, when the Torah talks about the Mishkan Ha'edus, that the whole covered, were you at Shalosh Shedis or not last week? I touched on it, the Mishkan Ha'edus, so therefore, because it was because the Aaron and the Luchos gave its Kedusha. So the Meshech Chochma said over there that because the halacha is when you have a Beis HaMikdash, you can't have Bamos. So the Meshech Chochma said, for the Mishkan, as long as the Luchos were in the Mishkan, there was an Isser of the Bamos. Once they took the Luchos out, it lost its Kedusha, so to speak, and you could bring Bamos. So the Meshech Chochma says, there are two types of Karbanos we bring. There's Karbanos we bring in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and they're Karbanos we bring for Bamos. So the Meshech Chochma wants to say that there's no Machokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, both agree. But the Rambam, when he talks about the main focus of Karbanos, to wean one away from Avodah Zarah, he's talking about Bamos. But the Ramban, who's saying there's an inherent value, he says that's talking about Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. That was to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Meshech Chochma reconciles. In fact, I think he quotes Rav Chaim HaKohen, one of the Rishonim. We know there's halach, as I mentioned, of Bamos bringing Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, or bringing Karban in the outside the Beis HaMikdash. So what about Bizman Hazeh? Is there an Isser of Shchut Eichut? Is there an Isser? The Rambam writes there is. So what's Padai? There is no Beis HaMikdash. So that's what, there's a famous Machokas in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, where the Kedushas HaMikdash was Bato or not. So it's a Machokas Rambam and the Ravid. It's actually, they both go opposites by Kedushas Haaretz, Kedushas HaMikdash. But Kedushas HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, you can knock down the walls, but Hashchina Eino Betela. You can't take the divine presence out of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kedusha remains. And the Ravid says, no, since they knew that Ezra knew b'nevuah, that, well, the Ravid writes, that he was a Mekubal, whether he writes that he had Kapala, that he knew it, or different Gerses, or no, he means Ezra knew, or when Shlomo knew, and they knew when they built the Beis HaMikdash, they knew it was only temporary, that's why it became Bato. So Machokas Rambam Ravid, whether this Kedushas HaMikdash today, and you need to get it or not, whether it's Kedushas HaMikdash or not, my Nafkamina, Pashas the Nafkamina is, can I bring a Bamas today, can I bring Karbanas outside the Beis HaMikdash? According to the Rambam, it's an Isser of Shchut Eichutz, it's prohibited. Pashas, it should be, according to the Ravid, it should be Mutter. That just should come out in theory. Comes along Rav Chaim HaKohen, who seems to have a middle Shita, that that like the Rambam, that the Kedusha, no, like the Ravid, there is no Kedusha today, yet he still says it's an Isser of Shchut Eichutz. So what's the Pshah? Bishlom of the Rambam, he's consistent. His Kedusha is HaMikdash Makriv and Afal B'Shein Lo Bayis. So if you could bring a carbon today in theory, so then, in that case, then there's an Isser Bama. And according to the Ravid, that there is no Kedusha, so it would make sense that there's no Isser Bama. So what, but how do we understand Rav Chaim HaKohen? There's no Kedusha like the Ravid, yet he says it's still an Isser Bama. So that's what the Meshech Chachma points at along these lines, because what are we saying? That we're saying the reason for the Bamas is to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah. And Chazal tell us, Gemara Numa, that Bizman HaZeh, we no longer have the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. The Bali Musa could say we all have our own Avodah Zarah, but the Avodah Zarah of worshipping, physical idols, wood, and that kind of stuff, that we no longer have. So he's saying if there is no longer Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah, so therefore, there's no heter anymore. The whole heter bringing Bamas was to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah. That could be Pshat and Rav Chaim HaKohen, even though there is no Kedusha today, nevertheless, there's no Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah. Hence, the Issa Bamar is intact, even though there's no Kedusha. So that's So that's the Machlokes, the famous Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, and what's the Tachos HaKarbanos, whether to wean oneself away from Avodah Zarah, or it has an inherent Tachos. Abar Benel wanted to say there's no Machlokes, but the Rambam is saying the Iker is Tefillah, to getting close to Hashem, but the second, but the main part is Avodah Zarah, while the Ramban holds no. And the Meshech Chachma says no. Everyone agrees. The Rambam agrees to Ramban regarding Karbanas in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rambam agrees to the Ramban agrees to the Rambam regarding Bamas in Isra Avodah Zarah, and that's the Pshat in the Rav Chaim HaKohen, that even though there's no Kedusha today, but still there's an Isra Bamar, since we no longer have a Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah.
Do you know when, like, Avodah Zarah started?